Those incentives are worth $500,000 in single-year tax expensing instead of the $25,000 rate that will go back into effect on January 1st. Congress tried without success to reach a more permanent tax deal, failing to stop the year-to-year uncertainty over tax breaks. So when lawmakers get back to work in 2015, it will be up to the incoming tax committee chairs, Utah Senator Orrin Hatch and Wisconsin Congressman Paul Ryan, to move ahead with a new tax reform plan. Both have said they are committed to moving in a new direction, adding certainty to the tax code. They plan to go through the latest tax extenders package and decide which of the 53 included breaks deserve to be made permanent or not. So time will tell to see if a permanent solution can be found, or farmers will end up in this very same situation 1 year from now.